This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases, Israel will adopt a second nationwide lockdown. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total infections stand at just over 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. The coming lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks. It begins at the start of the Jewish New Year, traditionally, under normal circumstances, a time for large family gatherings and group prayer. Britain may soon reimpose tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh outbreak of COVID cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country must work together in the coming weeks to get on top of the situation. New infections have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 lives, thought to be part of the new rules, limits on opening hours for pubs. The latest Johns Hopkins global tally shows 30.2 million coronavirus cases with more than 946,000 deaths. Here in the U.S., virus infections have claimed almost 198,000 lives as cases approach 6.7 million. South Africa's chief medical advisor says the country should know its true coronavirus numbers within a few weeks as it prepares to almost fully reopen the South African economy. The country's official death toll is close to 16,000. But the real figure is thought to be higher. It is feared that thousands of hospital fatalities have not been officially reported. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has bluntly rejected President Donald Trump's suggestion that a coronavirus vaccine may be only weeks away, warning Americans they cannot trust the president's word. Mr. Trump has been fanning the speculation that a COVID-19 vaccine could be ready before his November 3rd re-election bid. The president accused Biden of spreading anti-vaccine rhetoric while Biden charged last night in a CNN town hall that Mr. Trump's pandemic response was criminal.